Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring!
You can do the intro for this one, Jesse.
Can you say that a little more melodically? Melodically? Melodiously.
Like that?
That was good. That was very melodic.
Don't forget now, who are you? Who am I? What is this show? What should new people think? What are we going to talk about? And small talk or whatever. Let's do it.
Jesus. Okay. Hello and welcome to, what's the name of the show?
Canadian Politics is Boring.
That's it. My name is, what's my name again?
Franck.
My name is Franck. And with me as always is, what's your name?
Aunt Betty.
So Betsy. I thought you said Aunt Betty. That's no. Fine. Aunt Betty and Franck with Canadian Politics is Boring. If this is your first time visiting, thanks for stopping by. Do not use us as a source of education.
Yeah. We're only joking. I'm not. My real name isn't Aunt Bessie. My name is Reese. And you're Jesse, not Franck. Aunt Bessie is a brand of Yorkshire puddings in the UK.
Aunt Bessie?
Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire puddings. They're great.
I'll try some.
Do you like Yorkshire puddings?
I've never had a Yorkshire pudding. I don't know what a Yorkshire pudding is. It's a pudding from Yorkshire.
It's like a fluffy, savory, baked cake thing, and you put gravy on it, and you have it with vegetables, and they do these giant ones.
Yeah,
and you have stew in the middle, so you can actually, it's like a bowl you can eat.
That sounds amazing.
They're wonderful.
Oh my god. Can you get
but if you eat them too much, you will die.
Right, okay. That's,
so
that's,
it's kind of the curse.
Like one in 50 are poisoned?
No, it's just bad for you. The curse of Yorkshire puddings is the thing you love the most will kill you. Like cigarettes. Or
I used to smoke a long time ago.
Did you?
Yeah, but I quit. It's been about 6
what
years.
What brand of cigarettes did you smoke?
Du Maurier.
I've never heard of them. I don't know why I asked you what brand. Like it mattered.
No, it was really, I'm a stupid kid. I want to smoke, but like I had a really strong willpower when I was a kid, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to, this is true.
I had a really strong willpower and that desire was to smoke.
Well, no, my stupid, I was 21 when I started smoking, and I presented a challenge to myself. I literally started smoking to see if I could quit. I know.
I know.
They were trying heroin?
No.
Crystal meth?
No, I learned my lesson from the cigarette challenge.
Did you? Which took me about 10 years later?
Yeah, no, like 15 to 17 years later.
Oh, really?
Or however long.
That's amazing. So you took up smoking to prove to yourself you could take up smoking and you failed. What did you learn about yourself?
Well, I didn't fail. It's been 6 years since I've had any cigarettes. So, like, that's I've finally done it, I think.
I heard that every cigarette takes 10 years off your life. So many cigarettes did you smoke?
I'll be negative 900 then.
There we go.
Yeah, by the time I die.
So you died in the past.
Yeah.
That's how bad you smoked.
Exactly.
Pre-pyramid death.
I had actually quit at one point. Because on average, it takes, from statistically speaking, the average smoker will quit, full-on quit 10 times before they quit for good. And I quit about 7 times. And one of those times, I hadn't had a smoke in, like, I'm going to say 2 years. It's in the past, and I went to go see the movie Traffic. Do you remember Traffic? It was like mid-2000s about drug trafficking and about drug use.
Oh, I think I remember. Not about traffic.
No, it was that'd be a very, very different film. Yeah, probably a lot less entertaining.
A series of vignettes of people sat in traffic.
But it was like the irony is, oh God, I wouldn't watch that. Maybe I'll watch a little bit. But the irony was this movie, Traffic, was like there was so much heavy drug use and abuse, and it was depressing and like just gray and dark. But there's a lot of people smoking, and it was really anti-drug use. When I left the theater, there were so many people in the movie, characters who were smoking cigarettes. That was the one. I was like, I kind of want a cigarette now, and I went and bought a pack. That was my takeaway from watching Traffic, is I want a cigarette.
From a film about the dangers of substance abuse.
Yeah, I went and bought a pack after a couple of years of not smoking, and I started back up again. So that's, thank you, Traffic, the makers of Traffic, for that.
like most kids, well-rounded kids, I tried smoking.
You did?
But it just made me vomit.
Yeah,
I could never get into it.
Nicotine is one of the most powerfully addictive substances on the planet, they say.
And like, that and Reese's Pieces.
Right, yeah. No, but my friend Ryan and I were like, why don't they just spray vegetables with nicotine?
They do.
What?
They do.
Who does?
Where? I don't know, them. The government.
Can you imagine nicking out for some arugula, you know, or like just like getting this intense morning craving for asparagus just because there's nicotine on them. Like,
yeah, because that's the only thing, because it's like people who do the vaping. Mm-hmm. They just basically ingest in pure nicotine.
I vape for years. It's actually how I quit smoking.
There was a store in Wales, mm-hmm. and they had a picture of Darth Vader on the outside, and it said Darth Vapor.
That's horrible.
And they just used all of Disney's, illegally were using all of Disney's kind of images and stuff. And I always wondered about that. When I moved to Canada, I was like, I wonder if they'll get shut down.
Probably.
But they might still be there. If you're the proprietor of Darth Vapor.
give us a call. We'll sponsor us.
Yeah. Shit name. How are you doing? Have you been sued yet by Disney?
Yeah, let us know.
And also, I hope you get lots of free publicity. Although you do sell an addictive substance.
That's true. So yeah.
That is cool with kids. What is it, the vaping things which light up and all that kind of like weird?
Oh, yeah, they're just vaporizers. I had a vaporizer.
Like a fancy one that like glows in the dark.
I didn't have a fancy one that glowed in the dark, but I had a beast of one. It was heavy like a brick. Right. And it would produce these giant clouds.
It's like a children's toy.
Oh, yeah, but it's fun. Like children's toys are. Like the successful children's toys are the most fun to do. So, yeah, we're promoting.
It's not a cool look, though, is it? It's not like a John Wayne cigarette.
You're only a giant
chrome brick that makes giant clouds.
It was cool, but you're only really cool amongst other people who vape. If you don't vape, you're an annoyance.
Well, also, you're driving behind a car and you see these giant clouds come out the side. You're like, it's one of those vapors.
They're called cloud chasers.
Are they called
people who do it? People get like they'll get modified vaporizers to create these massive room filling clouds that they can exhale in a single breath, and it's like a point of pride. There's conventions for it, cloud chasing conventions, I believe.
It's wow.
Yeah. So that's our small talk that lasts for 15 minutes of
doing
something
with my life. Anyway, if you vape and you can make fancy clouds, good on you. But don't bother reaching out to let us know.
What do you got for us today, Reese? That was a long intro. Oh, sorry, everybody.
Well, anyway, you know about smoking and vaping. Norm Callie. Have you heard of Norm Callie?
No.
Norm Kelly is Canada's social media king. So Norm Kelly,
what, really?
No, well, Norm Kelly is, he must be about, I think he's going to be 72 this year.
Are you saying Norm or Gnome, like G-N-O-M-E?
Norman. Norm Kelly. Norm,
okay.
So Norm he's Kelly. He's going to be 72 this year in August.
And he's Canada's social media king.
Yeah, he's a retired Canadian politician who represented Ward 40, Scarborough and Agincourt from 2000 to 2018. So he's in his 70s and he is a social media genius.
Okay.
So he rose to prominence on social media. I know this is unlikely. This is a nice story, though.
We haven't had a nice story.
I know. So he rose to prominence on social media in the summer of 2015.
Okay.
And he became an internet sensation. So basically, the Canadian rapper Drake and the American rapper Meek Mill were having they fell out with each other. And they were creating memes and arguing with each other, basically having a feud online.
Okay.
Putting down each other's work. Is known as the Great Rap Beef of 2015. And the Norm Kelly waded in to this beef between two rappers and basically said to Meek Mill, "You're no longer welcome in Toronto." Because he's very proud of anything that comes out of Toronto and Drake. Drake is obviously from Toronto, and Kelly was just basically got involved in it. Even this kind of older Canadian politician jumped in, and he went viral because of it. And he kept insulting Meek at every opportunity that he could on Twitter in defense of Drake.
Okay. What? Hold on. What was the beef about? Why did they have
I don't know.
Out?
I was trying to find it. I couldn't find. They were just basically sending insults to each other on social media. You know, it meant nothing. I'm sure if they met in person, they'd probably like laugh
right.
about it. But
yeah.
But he got involved. So he went viral and he used to taunt him for the rest of the year. So he would even go off the back of Drake's insults and add his own comments and things. he even insulted Mill's girlfriend, Nicki Minaj, to wind him up.
Oh, wow.
And
what was this guy's name again?
Norm Kelly.
Norm Kelly.
So he believed in promoting Toronto and defending Toronto's talent as he saw it. So he was okay. getting involved. So there's just random.
Oh, he's a politician.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was just
an
dude.
MP. No, he's an MP.
Oh, wow.
Which is why we're talking about him, because this show is all about politics.
It's all about
and
politics.
Vaping.
Yeah.
So, but then he has very off the wall sense of humor. And because people had suddenly been drawn to his Twitter account,
right.
He then kept going. So
right.
he tweeted.
Why wouldn't you?
One tweet said, "How do I make the Narcos theme song my ringtone?"
Thanks for reaching the middle of the episode. You know what that means. It's time for a special announcement. Sit back, relax, have some sherry, put on your robe, smoke a pipe, sit in your favorite reading chair, and get ready for a glorious audio bliss.
Another one was cheese pizza doesn't deserve to be called pizza. It's cheese and bread. That was another one.
Hold on. He grew to fame for making fun of a rapping debate. And then as soon as people start coming to his Twitter feed, this is what he feeds them.
Yeah. So he took a picture.
Cheese pizza is not pizza. It's just, I mean, it's
cheese and bread.
I mean, he's got,
he forgot about the tomato puree.
Right in some, yeah.
And then he took a picture. He was outside a cake store and it says gluten-free, soy-free, sesame-free, vegan, nut-free, preservative-free. And he's said, "What the hell are these cakes made of?"
And then he's becoming a curmudgeonly old man, which is kind of lovely.
And then it was a picture of a pack of olives called Lil Oliver, and he was like, "A healthy snack or an upcoming rapper?"
So it's just letting fame get to his head. He doesn't know what to say. He's suddenly got thousands of listeners or viewers, and he's like, "I don't know what to talk about anymore."
And then there was another tweet saying, "A grandmother is suing KFC for $20 million because she didn't get enough chicken." And he retweeted that with a quote saying, "Very reasonable."
So this is,
and then somebody.
This episode is about nothing.
No, this episode is
about random tweets from an MP.
No. But this is the thing. He's this kind of like low key social media legend who just happens to be an MP or was an MP and is now retired.
Is he still going?
He is still going. And so
How many viewers is
he? He then started sharing them. Somebody sent him a message saying, send me a free shirt or I'll send you a box with 1,000 bees. And he then screenshotted and shared it saying, now I'm getting threats. apparently he said about, this is what he said about it. He says, I love it. It's unexpected, but I like that it means a relationship with a younger generation, a close one and a warm one. So what he realized was that he said, like, you're an old man, you're in your mid-70s, people say you're an old man, you're in your mid-70s, you can't be funny or relating this easily with the younger generation. So what he's found is a way, as an older politician from a different generation, to connect with younger people in a realm that the younger people feel comfortable. So in his mind, he's trying to really build.
But he's retired now.
He's retired now because he's in his 70s. But at the time,
This was in 2015 or 20.
Yeah, exactly. So he identified, and then just by using, he obviously had an off the wall sense of humor,
right?
And was quite playful and didn't take himself too seriously. And he really used that to really get involved and become part of the younger generation and the culture around it in Toronto and Canada, I guess. And became a legend because of it. He essentially was able to harness social media just by being himself in a way that most politicians completely miss the point of.
Yeah. Oh, no. And a lot of politicians who are just themselves are
exactly
revealing to me them just how inhuman they are sometimes.
Exactly.
I'm looking at you, Andrew Scheer.
The shit scout leader.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi.
I didn't see you there standing in my living room.
I didn't see the camera crew I hired in my living room. Anyway, so he
thank
was
you for that Andrew Scheer moment.
So he was a teaching assistant. He was he basically worked with kids all his life, so he kind of, you know, he knew how to like address them in a way where they would have fun, and rather than just lecture them and talk to them in a way that lots of stuffy older people do in politics. And he said that lots of kids in his classroom always said nice things about him. So he managed to just...
His classroom?
When he was a teacher, when he was younger and everything like that, before he was a politician. So like, yeah, I just really like it. I think this is kind of like an older politician.
It's not really much of a story.
But I want people to go and find Norm Kelly on social media and follow him.
The whole point of this episode.
I just think that is a nice building of bridges between generations on a platform.
Okay, all right, I suppose.
If you're
a member of parliament, if you're a politician and you want to connect with the younger generation, use Norm Kelly as an example of how to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Have fun. Get involved in debates and conversations in a fun way. But also, you look at Jagmeet Singh on TikTok.
Jagmeet Singh's on TikTok?
And he's doing a really good job of it.
He's on fucking TikTok?
Yeah.
I hate TikTok so much.
But,
oh my God.
But he's doing a really good job of it just by being himself and having fun.
I'd love to have Jagmeet Singh on our show.
I think we'd have a blast.
I think we'd have a blast. I really do.
I'm going to do an episode on him soon because I don't know if you've ever seen the video footage of a moment where he proved his worth in a very difficult situation. I'm going to share it.
I may know the video you're talking about.
You probably don't. Safe to assume that you don't. But anyway, this episode is about saying that it's nice that people who might perceive to be stuffy and older, like a politician who's approaching retirement, can actually reach out and connect with younger people in a meaningful way and become a bit of a legend. And he will always be remembered as the social media politician who
social media king of Canada.
Social media king of Canada. Who entertained and defended Drake in a rap in the great rap beef of 2015?
The great rap beef,
exactly,
as everyone remembers. That was a nice story.
It is nice. I like nice. It doesn't all have to be doom and gloom and we're going to kill these people. Yeah. And
I know how excited you get when you come across one of those stories. Like, oh yay, violence and depression. Let's tell Jesse.
Every once in a while, is nice to throw something in that is just upbeat and positive.
It's just a little fluff episode. It wasn't really about anything in particular. Like, there was no incident that occurred. There was no event. It was just like an MP rose to fame in like Instagram and
it's
Twitter.
Still
like,
nice. Still nice.
I'll take it.
If you can come up with a better episode idea.
No,
how about you do an episode which you research and you find the interesting information?
No.
Exactly. Then just be grateful and shut up.
Yes, sir.
So, follow Norm Callie and support his work because it's meaningful.
Yeah.
He's just taking photos of stuff.
Is that today's takeaway? What's it called? Our call to action?
Find Norm Callie.
Find Norm Callie.
And follow him.
And tell him to follow us.
Tell him how you found us.
Yeah.
Him.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he still active?
I don't know. Maybe we should try and do an interview with him as a bonus episode.
Sure. Fuck it.
Why not?
It's all about his latest tweets.
We spent 15 minutes talking about vaping.
Isn't a pizza?
Yeah, no, we're fully off the rails. So anything goes.
Thanks so much for listening and putting us snug in your ear holes, just the way you like it.
Oh, and this is the last time we will ever be recorded in this studio.
Oh, is this really?
So we're in a studio in my office, and as a company, we've moved into a new space.
I'm going to miss this studio.
Which has actually got two studios.
I'm going to take a photo.
So this is our last ever record in this studio. So is your last chance, Jesse, to lick the walls to remember how it tastes. And then we'll be in the new space, which is going to be nicer. But I do like this place. There's mouse shit on the floor. I think there's a ghost.
Oh, no.
I think there's a ghost. At least I've done my best to tell everyone that there is a ghost who works here, just to try and scare them. I told them there was an old ghost called Old Dave who fell down the stairs. Having never got to avenge his brother's death.
Old Dave. Yeah, I was doing it wrong.
Jesse's just trying to do a selfie while I talk.
No,
we're doing a...
You don't like having photos taken?
No, I just... Not while I'm trying to record a podcast that is both entertaining and educational to a certain degree.
Well, hopefully Old Dave comes with you to the new...
I wonder, the idea that ghosts can follow you places is... I quite like that.
It's that's Japanese horror, from what I understand. So, like, there's in American horror is, whether it be spiritual or a monster, it usually ends with the protagonist killing the monster or defeating the spirit. But the spirit is locked to one location. The spirit, or the evil spirit or monster, will like haunt a house or a warehouse or a building or a graveyard or something like that. Where in Japanese horror, it will
build a bear factory.
Yeah. Whereas Japanese horror, the entity will follow you no matter where you go. You can't escape it. And then you end up dying from it. Like, it's just, it's kind of more horrific, really.
It's kind of a more personalized ghost.
Yeah.
Rather than
like a Build-A-Bear, but a Build-A-Ghost. Yeah.
A Build-A-Ghost.
An evil entity. Yeah.
That's
weird. Are you looking forward to the new place?
I am.
Even though it's smaller.
It's not smaller. I am, but it's disruptive to move from one place to another.
Yeah, are you going to miss this place? Are you going to miss the rat poop?
To try and co-run two businesses and move them at the same time is going to be problematic, I think.
It'll be fine. You're fine.
It'll be fine.
Incredibly busy workload.
Yeah, you know me.
It's just, you love it. You really do love it, though. I know you.
Well, being busy.
Yeah.
I do like being busy.
You don't like being busy. You can't not be busy.
I have to be busy.
You have to be busy. It's like you stop being busy, you'll die.
Always be busy. ABB. That's what I say.
Are you going to miss this place? I'm going to miss this place. I don't even work here.
I told you, mouse poo, Old Dave. I'll miss it all.
Well, there's a t-shirt.
Yeah. The thing I will miss the most is the cool balcony. There's a balcony, a third floor balcony that looks over the street. And it's at night.
You were serenading to me as I walked down. Yeah.
So you can open the doors and just lean out on this balcony in downtown Halifax. And
it is nice.
And sometimes I'll just get some fresh air because I've been ABB. And I'll just lean on there and get some fresh air. And people will sometimes notice me and look up. And then I do it in a very British voice. I go, morning! Which I will miss doing. Well, afternoon.
Now you get to go out into a dirty parking lot.
Yay. And I noticed as well that one of the new office as well, is in a very different part of town. It's by the commons. So
that's going to be nice that you get to go for walks in the commons.
There's an ice cream place opposite.
Yeah,
geez. Which is good. And donuts. There's two great donut places, a great ice cream place. I'm going to be fat. But happy.
Fat but happy.
Fat but happy. Fappy.
Fappy. Please don't be fappy.
I'll try my best. Oh, let's go. And again, another successful episode where we didn't mention the B word.
Oh, good. Okay, I see where you're going with that. Yeah, that's... And, all right. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf from the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.